This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Joined by us here each and every Monday, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, thanks so much
for
joining us this afternoon, Dave. Dave, I was just telling him in the first hour, but nobody won the big prize with the slipper. So either this week, you either get $65,000 cash if you're the winner, or $500 in free play on the slot.
It's been an amazing run. It started, I mean, most part about 2 months ago. And we started off with 27 slippers and $5,000 every time. The 5,000 isn't chosen, it goes up another five. So now we're sitting here at $65,000. And, I mean, the chances are that it's not going to get selected again this weekend. Maybe. But there's only one way you can find out.
You got to be here.
You got to be here, man. You got to put a ticket in the drum and you got to be here.
And you got a lot of things happening on a Thursday here.
Oh,
you got the Jeep and bike.
And classic car outside.
Classic
with live cars entertainment.
Outside.
We got
the line dancing out here.
Our new GM's a great line dancer. She's always out here. And we roll the big display case with the shoes right onto the dance floor. And Angie, our GM, does the drawing herself.
When I saw you with the sign and you dropped it,
it was
65,
man.
I was like, oh.
I know. Here we go, man.
Here we go.
So, Dave, so this Thursday,
you have
the drawing, $65,000. Now, if you don't have a win, it goes the following Thursday every Thursday?
It goes every Thursday all the way through Thanksgiving night. So once it does get selected, we put the 27 slippers back out there, bring it back to 5,000, start it again. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of Labor Day stuff going on this weekend. Of course, kicking off Thursday with the Slippers of Cast with $65,000 grand prize. And then Saturday night at 9 p.m., we're giving away that Ford Ranger you see outside.
So that's this weekend coming up.
Yep, this Saturday.
Same night LSU plays Clemson.
Same night LSU plays it. But, Dave, it's going to be a party. We'll have the game on. We've got Witness playing on stage.
Witness
is probably the best man in St. Town, the most popular, a great line dancing man. So, but we'll have all the games on, all the TVs on here. And
so big Labor Day weekend.
Big Labor Day, a crab fest, a crab all day and night this weekend. So it's just going to be a lot going on. And man, it's a great college finally goes full cranking and great, great games. And we'll see how it all goes.
Yeah, because there's no NFL this weekend. So college football gets all that light shed on it. And, man, you can hear LSU Clemson right here on the Big 870, 6:30. But old partner Luke here is going to set us up at 2 o'clock, and we're going to start the pregame off, me along with Herb Tyler. We're going to be in Baton Rouge at Acme Oyster House. But, man, if you're not in Baton Rouge, you're going to be here at the Silver Slipper.
It's going to be a party.
And you look at it, boy, it's like Tigers versus Tigers.
Yeah.
Where's the real Dead Valley? Dead Valley versus Dead Valley.
Yeah.
Now, Coach Kelly called it Dead Valley Junior. You know, I actually played in that stadium a professional game when I was with Atlanta against the Carolina Panthers. before they build their stadium.
Oh, okay.
Because the Carolina Panthers, they played at Clemson. So I never forget that Clemson, they have a rock, and they rub this rock when they come out, you know, the locker room and all that, but it's like in a pit. So, man, with your cleats, you can wipe out. You know, you're coming down this hill, and it's concrete, and I remember, you see it on TV, and all, like, I've been rubbing that rock and stuff, but I played a professional game. You know how the Saints played in Baton Rouge, Katrina,
right.
20th anniversary, you know, at Tiger Stadium? Well, I played in the other Dead Valley against the Carolina Panthers.
Dave, this is 20th anniversary coming up this week with Katrina. Something that happened with you. I mean, you were right here.
Oh, yeah,
basically,
man,
ground zero for the storm.
Yeah, no, this place was wiped out. And in the water tower behind the Silver Slipper, the debris line was 48 feet deep. That's how deep the water was here. It was basically higher than this casino.
So 48 feet.
So
not 8 feet.
Not even 30 feet. 48
tidal
feet.
Tidal surge.
Whoa. Yeah, tidal surge with waves on it. The bang marks on that water tower. Man.
Now, that's a wall of water.
That is a wall of water. And it was like that probably for 2 or 3 hours. Bam. So,
and when we first came here, all the trees lined up.
Yeah.
There was no bark on any of them.
No.
It had peeled that bark where that salt water hit it from the top all the way down.
Right at the corner where you come in here into the Beach Drive, there was a gigantic debris pile. I mean, you could, like Monkey Hill in City Park.
Oh, wow.
and like the day, I said, man, I hope they move that, you know, before we have our grand opening. So the day before our grand opening, I'm driving down. And I said, wow, the debris pile is gone. Well, but at the bottom of it was a horse skeleton. But so they couldn't take it. I was like, oh, man,
oh,
they get the horse skeleton off of there.
Well, how the horse got there?
Well, you had to get the hazmat suit to get that
hazmat
out of there.
Unit. Got you.
But,
so, Dave, what you've seen so far with the Saints, and I know everybody understands it's the rebuild for this football team.
Dave,
you felt better on defense
than
you do on offense, but your thoughts on 2025?
Dave, don't tell me you want a veteran quarterback.
No, yeah. Okay. No, but look,
then we're going to have to get somebody else.
Our head coach won the Super Bowl last year, so that's pretty darn strong.
Yeah, that's right. That's the skins on the wall.
And it's his first year. It's going to be a rebuild year. I mean, I just don't see any way we're going to have it. All of a sudden, it's going to go turn this magical year. But you never know. I'm just hoping all of a sudden one of these quarterbacks comes along, or he happens to just find somebody.
Well, whoever's the quarterback, you know, them and Kellen Moore, if they don't win, they're going to get the blame. They get too much of the glory, too much of the blame. And Kellen Moore, if the team's struggling, he didn't forget how to coach. We just don't have the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah.
Or something. So you look at that whole.
Oh, Jalen Hurts, quarterback or defense. Defensive line.
I mean,
I said this,
to badmouth the Saints, but I said, we have one lineman that would start off for the Eagles, and they probably might put him at guard where Becton was, right guard, that'd be McCoy. Because, Mike, they had, like, an all-pro center.
Landon Dickinson and the rest of
who took over for Kelsey, who was, like, the rich get richer. And then Alvin Kamara, as great as I think he is, when he'd be by committee, he'd be coming off the bench because they have Saquon Barkley. And then you look out number one receiver, Chris Olave. Would he be the third guy there?
He'd be the three.
Yeah. They got A.J. Brown and
Devontae Smith.
Yeah, from Tangipahoa, from me.
Well, Howie a lot of credit. He has been able to stack talent on top of talent and keep most of them. He can't keep everybody, but he's kept most of those guys.
And did you just see the trade that they didn't like their backup situation with Jalen Hurts? You saw what they did?
They got Sam Howell.
Sam Howell. Remember, he started a few games at Washington, and then Minnesota didn't like him, so they got Carson Wentz. But then they got Sam Howell's now going to be the backup to Jalen Hurts.
Well, we had our dynasty under Sean Payton, so we live to see that.
Oh, yeah, but you can be patient for a couple of years.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
1 year, 2 years.
And our two quarterbacks had a lot better weekend than the Sanders brothers. I got to say.
I'm going to talk about that on Triple Option.
Man, but think about it, as good as we've seen the Broncos in preseason, and they are impressive, can they break into the three of Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo?
And the Bills, yeah. I mean,
man, those are three teams that's like a cut above everybody else in the AFC.
Yeah, the AFC is better competition than the NFC. I mean, to me, the Rams, you look how well they played the Eagles, but how healthy is Matthew Stafford with his back?
I have no idea.
And kind of one of those dark horses, and they got Sam Darnold. Some people think the Seahawks. So and then some people say the 49ers, but I don't know. It's not the 49ers defense of old. And
because
the
of the age, yeah. You got Trent Williams. I don't know about McCaffrey, how well he holds up. I think a team who's been good and could get into the very good range.
Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay.
Yes. And I hate to say that because they're in the NFC South. I mean, that would be a great achievement if we beat Tampa Bay one time this year.
I would think so.
I would think, we got to win at least. If we go 550-50 in the NFC South, I think that's a good season.
What?
Like if we go 3-3, and, everybody's picking Carolina ahead of us, and then Atlanta, I don't know. We always could split with Atlanta.
I don't know about it. I have no idea.
We'll split with Atlanta. How we get to 3-3? We split with Atlanta and sweep the Panthers. and then it don't matter, Tampa Bay. Then we 3-3.
Dave, tell everybody, come on down to the Silver
Slipper.
Come on
down, man. It's going to be a great Labor Day weekend. $65,000 of the cash Thursday.
Cash money, homie.
Come on here Thursday night to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Chuck B. Chuck B, it's been a while, brother. How you been? You're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yes, it's been a little second, Bobby. Mike, how y'all been, bro?
I'm doing good, Chuck.
All right,
thank
Chuck
you.
B.
Look, I'm looking at the clock. Do I need to wait till the other side to break or what?
No. Yo, we can give you time.
Yo, you got time. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've been bleeding black and gold all my life, right? I remember when I was a kid, I was listening to the radio, hearing the Big Ben play when we lost to Atlanta. And then that stretch that you were talking about, Bobby, man, I was right there with that string of games in 87 too, man, just cheering everybody on. So I say that to preface my comments, because while I bleed black and gold, I see through realistic glasses. And I'm thinking about Alvin Kamara. You know, just like you said, man, the year that we won the Super Bowl, so many things lined up for us. Even the teams, you look at the schedule and the teams that we played that year, you know, New England wasn't who we thought they were going to be that year. And just everything just lined up. And so it was 44 years and we got our ring. We definitely lost some opportunities to get multiple rings during that run where we should have gotten other rings. And I honestly believe, me and my brother both, that Sean Payton is the reason why we didn't get a couple of other rings, man. His stubbornness.
But that ain't true. Chuck B, I got to check you on that. In 2011 was Greg Williams in the damn defense. At San Francisco. Look, you remember that?
Chuck.
We had five turnovers, losing by 17 points. Pierre Thomas got knocked out at the beginning. We took the lead twice under 5 minutes. Remember Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham, those big touchdowns? No, Greg Williams, 2011. Man. 2011, I'm telling you, the defense screwed that one.
Because the offense was as good we've ever seen.
It was the greatest show on turf. Greatest show on turf. We passed up the Rams.
And even though the offense was as good as we had ever seen, to me, and other people that I talked to, man, there were opportunities where we could have had the running game just grinding things out, and we never would balance.
Gordon up points in 2011. No. You can say the Rams, the Nolan no-call year, the offense might have screwed up, but not 2011. The offense was almost like perfect. You can't.
Well, bro,
no, that was Greg Williams in the defense.
But I didn't point out 2011. You did. I didn't point out 2011.
You said the two Super Bowl teams.
Well,
just said
he said they missed on opportunities.
No. Well, that was the opportunity. 11 and the Nolan.
Well, 11 definitely was the opportunity.
And the Nolan no call, you might say we should have beat the Rams more than we did and never have an opportunity to have the Nolan no call.
Well, I'll say this, okay, because Drew retired with you.
But, well, what
21, didn't
it? Was it 21? Yeah, I want to say, because after the COVID.
So there was times where, but that wasn't my point. My point was this, though, in terms of Alvin Kamara.
Oh, okay.
Looking at, and I don't hit no crystal ball, right? But just looking forward to what we have, even if we bring in a veteran quarterback, the development of other teams in the NFC and where the hope really is, realistically, there's no hope for us to win a Super Bowl or have a deep run from what I can see. And I bleed black and gold. And so because of that, I think Alvin Kamara, the way he's taking care of himself, the way he runs and so forth, he may have an opportunity to get a ring somewhere else, man, in the next year or two, depending on how long he chooses to play.
So you would suggest to maybe trade him away now?
To get some farm? Because Alvin Kamara, to me, he's still got something left in the tank. I can tell you that. If they block for him, he can hit it
again. He can still play.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that he's going to get traded.
I'm
saying for him, I'm hoping that he has an opportunity.
I got you.
Because I don't think it's going to be with the Saints.
Well, Sean Payton would want him in Denver. I bet you that.
I would think he would, even with R.J. Harvey.
Yeah,
man.
He wouldn't, Mike, he wouldn't poo-poo Kamara.
You know, it's what you bring up, the missed opportunities, and I think, man, 2011 was one of them. Certainly the Nola no-call. Got a crazy game in Minnesota.
The Minneapolis
Williams.
Miracle. Yeah, Marcus Williams.
That was just some nutty stuff.
But we might have lost to the Eagles at Philly, even though we beat
in
Minnesota.
In the championship game.
Yeah, but it was like the Nolan no-call. That was to go to the Super Bowl, and I think we were way better than the Rams. We shouldn't even have been in that situation. I thought you were, at that time,
better than the Patriots.
Yes. Look, the Rams scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. The Patriots won 13-3. I told folks that I guarantee we'd have scored more than 3 points. No, that was the chance. But that year at times, I think Sean Payton and Drew Brees wasn't their best of their best like we would normally take them for granted. But 2011, no, the offense was freaking unbelievable. That was Greg Williams. And I love Greg Williams. Mike, we do.
You would not have won a championship here without Greg.
Oh, without a doubt.
But in 2011, that game against the 49ers.
He cost us.
Too much hero ball.
Too much trying to get after the quarterback. And instead of keeping the ball in front of him, I'll never forget this, Vernon Davis beating Malcolm Jenkins. We figure we have a cornerback covering a tight end, and it's like third and forever. Like 20-some yards, if I can recall. And then Malcolm Jenkins got not just barely beat, he got beat by like a yard and a half, 2.5 yards.
And I'm like you with Greg. I got a lot of respect for what he did as a coach.
Because he helped us win a Super Bowl.
He helped you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2019.
But in 2011, man, you didn't have to be a hero.
No.
That year, especially against the 49ers. Because remember who beat the 49ers that year? Giants.
Yes.
And remember, we sat in the press box. We saw the Saints spank them every which way.
Then we beat them by 30 points. I think we might have beat the Giants by 30 points that year. It's like wasted them. It's all the woulda, coulda, shoulda, Chuck V and all that. But right now, we got to reflect back on, because to me, that was, we were in the hunt. That was the good old days.
You were definitely in the hunt.
No, that we were amongst the best. That was the good old days. Now we're trying to figure out week to week, just surviving. And then, you know what it might be at the end of the season? The old buddy D thing. They'll be calling up and they're going to be asking us, who are we going to draft? I go, we talking about the season ain't over. We in early mid-December. The season ain't over.
Yeah, you would always throw that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, tell them who's the best guy.
Yeah, who are we going to draft? No, we still got 4 or 5 games left. What are you doing?
Thanks so much for the call, Chuck. Be great to hear you again. We come back. We'll have on with us the head coach of Nicholls State, and game one pulled out a big win over fourth rank Incarnate Word. Tommy Rybecki joins us here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, it's going to be our weekly feature, the Tommy Rybecki Show, and it's sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. First of all, Coach, thanks for joining us. Secondly, what a huge win. Fourth ranked Incarnate Word. Won it. We talked so much Friday about it. You told me, hey, I'm prepared. I'm going to have a little nerves, but we are prepared for this game. And boy, did your defense play a crackerjack game Saturday afternoon against Incarnate Word.
Boy, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. And yeah, excited. What a great team win for us. And so many people worked hard to make it happen. And I was happy to see how the day went.
And Coach, you know, obviously when you review the film and you want to keep everybody honest and keep them humble. Now we've gotten off to a great start, but you have to be frustrated because it could come down in the future that you have to make game-winning field goals, and you have to be disappointed in that regard. Those because those should be very makeable field goals, and it can make a difference in a game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's our job is to identify and fix the issues that we had in the game, and definitely going 2-for-4 on field goal, not good. For us, we need to put a better performance together on that special teams unit.
Coach, I thought the game turned on the pick six. You just saw that, man, the excitement in the crowd. And Bobby and I have talked about this so many times, a defensive score. Okay, I get it. Sometimes a return is a huge kind of put the jumper cables on a team. But the pick six really kind of broke the back of Incarnate Word early on.
Oh, absolutely. And I was so happy for Ty Marsh to make that play. And believe it or not, he made almost the exact same play on Friday in practice. He was curl flat defender, got out there, got underneath number one, picked the ball off and scored it on Friday. And it was just awesome to see that happen in the game for him.
What you watched with your quarterback in Deuce Hogan, early on, he looked a little bit jittery in that pocket, but man, he hits the big score to Johnson downfield that really kind of sealed the deal there. But he got into a groove a little bit. I think for you, you'd rather see maybe the running game a tad better on the offensive side. But really, it's got to flow through Deuce this year, through that quarterback position, because man, we saw it with Incarnate Word. That first drive was one thing. Then after that, man, Coach Monroe and the Colonel's defense, they shut the door on them.
Yeah, for sure. And great for Deuce to get a lot of game action that he hasn't had a lot of in the last few years. I know that he'll get in the film and he'll go through all the plays and look at all the things that he could have done better throughout the game. But I thought he made some big plays. He had a big third down run. And then obviously the big play over the top to Carras was huge. And a critical moment in the game.
Hey, Coach, speaking of like third down and moving the chains and the sticks, that playing complementary football, to me, this is big that, okay, because you love to be great in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. So let's say the defense, the scoring defense has been outstanding. You know who's the greatest friend to a defense? Is if they're well rested. The worst thing an offense could do is go three and out. I mean, even if you don't score sometimes, but let's say you get a couple of first downs, two or three, and your defense is well rested. And I know, believe you me, from the Dawn Patrol, they would tell me, you know, like, Bobby, they appreciate that. We appreciate that drive. And we really didn't even score, but you didn't just go three and out. You had even like a two or three first downs, and so they were well rested when they had an opportunity to play.
Yeah, for sure. And anytime you have a great defensive performance, it's a team performance that makes it happen. And the offense possessing the ball, moving the ball, timely conversions, and just being able to get the defense on the sideline, get them rested, especially in the conditions that we were playing in on Saturday. Man, that was huge.
Coach, one of the things is to watch your defensive line because they dominate. I'm talking about dominated up front. With the big nose guard, but man, you got penetration, and every time that quarterback Van Cornet Word went back to pass, that was somebody in his face after the first series. Somebody there, and you took away the big play element, and that's what they've been known for in the past.
Yeah, credit to Rob Snyder, our defensive line coach, for having those guys prepared to play. We had a special visitor at our walkthrough in the morning. Coach Pete Jenkins was there, and he would have been proud, too, about those guys playing with great fundamentals and taking advantage of the opportunities that they had.
You know, Coach, what can you tell the folks about Troy? And, look, Troy, to me, that was one team I still call it 1AA. I remember nobody wanted to play them if you were, like, D1. Remember that outstanding game they had against LSU in Tiger Stadium? So Troy's going to be a big challenge. I know Coach Summerall comes to Tulane at Troy, so – you know, we talk about Alabama football. That's going to be a big challenge for your team to play the Troy Trojans.
Yes, most definitely. Troy, what a proud program. They have such great tradition there, and they have a standard of winning that they've been able to sustain for, you know, as long as I can remember. And so it'll be a tremendous challenge for us. I think it's a blue-collar program. It's a lot like Nichols. There's a lot of blue-collar people involved. A lot of great players in that area that they play with on their team, local players. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for us.
Coach Rybicki, how'd you come out of the game injury-wise? I saw there was a couple guys. That may have been cramps or something early in the game, but looks as though you came out of this game fairly healthy.
Yes, pleased to come out of the game healthy. The issues that we had were mostly heat-related, and so a lot of those are resolved by now, and we'll be ready to go to work this week.
Now, Coach, how many people you had come up to you and congratulate you? And, you know, you always week zero, so you're here. We're still in August, and they're already congratulating you. But it was a special day in Thibodeau, considering you're on ESPN2, to get that national recognition. I mean,
and who you beat?
Yes,
that's the other part.
Yeah, look where they were ranked, and to get that exposure, and you had Thibodeau rocking. That's like the playoffs before the playoffs. I know you're not trying to get the cart before the horse, but that had to be like a playoff atmosphere.
Yes, so thankful for all of the people who worked so hard to make that day happen, and credit to JT and the administration putting on a great game, and the game support was great, awesome. And then also the lead up to the game was so well managed by them. Our players were able to focus on what was important, which was playing in the game. So man, just so thankful that we had that day in Thibodeau, and we look forward to having many more.
One of the things, Coach, and maybe the last question for you is 89 players on that roster from the state of Louisiana, man. So you have it. You can go outside the region. I know you've recruited in the Mississippi area and Alabama and in Texas. But, man, to get that chunk from the state of Louisiana goes to show what kind of talent's in this state.
No question. And the formula for success will always be to play with local players from the Bayou region, the River Parishes, New Orleans, through Lafayette, and Baton Rouge like we have in the last 10 years. And, man, awesome for those players to get to showcase that on such a big stage. So just a good day.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go because I know where you're going. They got good barbecue. So I'm going to let you go eat a little bit. But thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Again, congratulations on a huge win. And get you another W up against Troy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We got work to do. Thank you.
Thanks so much. The head football coach of the Nichols State Colonels, Tommy Rybicki, and our segment weekly is brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Mike in Atlanta. Mike, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Appreciate y'all getting me, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I wanted to say. You know, I've been hearing about all these narrators out here, man. All they want is an argument, man. You know, it's like, yeah, we're going to be poor to be winning 3, 4, and 5 games. But let me tell you something. They're not calling no plays on the field, man. They're not calling no plays. And I believe in one person, and that's Kellen Moore, bro. Okay? He's going to put them quarterbacks in the best position on game day to control that offense. What you think about it, Mike and Bobby?
Yeah, I think you're right on. Because I can tell you, in the locker room, they circle the wagons. And one for all for one. And, hey, they're under the radar. I mean, the pressure's on the other team right now. Cause
it's not on the Saints.
No one's
they got
expecting
no pressure.
Anything. So all they got to do is just execute. And one game at a time. You know, win your next game. Beat the Cardinals. And then you go from there. You can't look at the big picture. So what if nobody likes you? Well, just go out there and be a pro. Be a pro and then, listen, just let your actions do the speaking. They don't have to, I told you so we were going to win. We're going to buy. All they got to do is just, listen, we'll be like the wind, changes the wind. You let the Saints, now think about this. How you dog cuss the team if they're 0-4 versus 4-0. The same. Listen, when I came back in 1991, we won 11-5, won the NFC West. Do you know, now this is fans, this is the way they are. And they pay the big bucks to go to the game and all that. I'm coming through the tunnel, whatever. You know, I held out. And they dog cussing my mama and my grandma and me, like, you know, go back to the bye and all kind of stuff. And I didn't want to say the four-letter words they were using. And I'm just waving, hey, glad you're here and all that, who that, and then, you know, and so you just go. And then you go out in the field and they're booing you. And then you throw a touchdown pass, the same, they're going, boo, yay! Then they're booing the same voice. Within 10 seconds, the same ones are booing, they're now cheering you. I can remember one time, and thank God, divine intervention, you know, like, you know, you want to be blessed and prosperous. We beat the Seahawks. I never get a hit. I threw Floyd a back shoulder throw, like on a skinny post, to beat Seattle. In that first game in the Dome, I said, we got to win this game or they're going to be giving me the business. It just comes with the territory. And we beat Seattle. I didn't want to say it was like 50-some seconds left. We had to score a touchdown.
It was under a minute, I know.
And then all of a sudden, they're cheering you. So you just got to win. You know, Mike, that's why. You know, because you are a pro, and you got to be able to handle that. And if you win, they love you. If you don't win, then, you know, they can say whatever they want about you.
Mike, the thing is handling success and handling failure.
Right.
A lot of people in life, they want success, can't handle it.
Oh, no,
and
no.
And you see that with football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams. Also, how you handle when things are bad.
Success and adversity.
That's a difficult part, even keel.
You got to be even keel.
Thanks so much for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.